BBC News with Jerry Smith. The Justice Ministry in Rome says the CIA's former Milan station chief, who's been convicted by Italian courts, has been detained in Panama. Robert Selden Lady was sentenced in absentia for his role in the kidnapping of an Egyptian cleric, Hassan Nasser, also known as Abu Omar. Mr. Nasser says he was transported to Egypt where he was tortured. David Willey reports from Rome.
Robert Lady is one of the first Americans to have been convicted anywhere in the world in connection with the extraordinary rendition program of the CIA. He's technically a fugitive from Italian justice, having been convicted in his absence and sentenced by an appeals court in Milan earlier this year to 9 years jail for taking part in a notorious kidnap 10 years ago from a street in Milan of a Muslim cleric called Abu Omar. The CIA has made no comment on the arrest, and police in Panama say they have no information about Mr. Lady's detention.
The city of Detroit has filed for bankruptcy, the largest city to do so in the United States. The city, nicknamed Motor City for its once great automobile industry, has more than $18 billion of debt. It's seeking protection from its creditors, including large pension funds and public sector workers. The judge hearing the court-martial of the American soldier Bradley Manning, who's accused of passing thousands of documents to WikiLeaks, has refused to throw out the most serious charge he faces, aiding the enemy. The offence carries a mandatory life imprisonment. From Washington, Rajini Vardinathan reports.
Bradley Manning admits he uploaded more than 700,000 diplomatic cables and US military documents to the WikiLeaks website. But he denies he did this to help or assist terror groups such as Al-Qaeda. Defense lawyers had been pushing for the charge to be dismissed, but the judge at the courtroom here at Fort Meade decided it should remain. She said the way in which Private Manning prepared and trained ahead of leaking the information backed up the government's argument that he'd knowingly aided the enemy.
In his first speeches, Egypt's interim president, Adli Mansour, has vowed to restore security and stability in the face of those, he said, who wanted to drive the country to chaos. James Reynolds reports from Cairo.
This was Adli Mansour's first national address as Egypt's interim president. In his speech, Mr. Mansour accused some people of wanting to drag Egypt into what he called the unknown. Some want a bloody path, he warned. We will fight a battle for security until the end, he promised. Mr. Mansour's administration has outlined a path towards parliamentary and presidential elections within 6 months. But the main opposition movement here, the Muslim Brotherhood, rejects this timetable.
News from the BBC. Russian police have detained dozens of protesters following the 5-year prison sentence imposed on the leading opposition activist Alexei Navalny. There were scuffles as thousands of people took to the streets in Moscow, St. Petersburg and other cities for protests that continued late into the evening. The White House described Mr. Navalny's conviction for embezzlement as politically motivated, saying the judgment was an example of the Russian government suppressing dissent. On a visit to a Syrian refugee camp in Jordan, the US Secretary of State John Kerry has been confronted by several refugees angrily demanding that the US set up a no-fly zone and safe havens in Syria. After a helicopter tour of the sprawling camp that holds some 115,000 refugees, Mr. Kerry conceded that if he were in their shoes, he'd be looking for help.
Well, I think they're frustrated and angry at the world for not stepping in and helping. I don't think it's as cut and dry and simple as some of them look at it, but if I were in their shoes, I'd be looking for help from wherever I could find it.
Police in Burma have arrested 6 people in connection with the killing of 10 Muslims in the western state of Rakhine last year, where tension between the Muslim minority and Buddhists erupted into violence. Local sources said the 6 detainees were Buddhist. Around 80 people died in the communal unrest. A London law firm has publicly apologised to the Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling for revealing that she's written a detective novel under a pseudonym. The move follows a statement by Ms. Rowling in which she criticised the firm in withering terms, saying she was angry and that her trust in it had been misplaced. The company said the revelation had been made by one of its partners in a private conversation with somebody he said he trusted. The book has become a bestseller after Mrs. Rowling's authorship was made public. BBC News.